And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you right around the country. Lovely to have your company into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. It is Ed Phillips here. It's your Sunday tune-up and our lines are open wherever you're listening to us and joining us. 131-873. Love to get your calls and feedback. I'm joined by Gerald Quigley, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist. Hello to you.
Good morning, Ed. And good morning, the glamorous Sally.
Sally, ever made a hello to you?
Good morning, everyone.
What did John Blackman call you the other day? Sally Odometer.
Odometer.
That's going to stick.
An imperfection.
It's going to stick now. We are all here united as experts to help you get well and stay well and live well and indeed look fabulous. And to that end, we're here to take your calls and any queries you've got. It might be nutrition. It might be some troubles or aches and pains. It might be something perplexing you with your, I guess, your prescriptions or some pain that's not clearing up. Gerald can help you out. He's got some herbal options as well. Indeed, we're going to look at delicious Manuka honey a little bit later on in the show, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are. And a little bit about that, but it's got the most amazing range of benefits, and we'll talk about those.
And it's good in coffee. Yeah. I mean, say no more. Also, I want to have a look at a quick discussion about pain, which is now becoming something of a major issue in Australia, overloading our health system. We saw, I think it was February, wasn't it, that the codeine laws changed.
Yes.
Can no longer just be ripped off the shelves. Yes. And what's the impact? We're looking at this 5-6 months down the track, I suppose, Gerald.
Well, there's been a whole lot of strategies put into place, Ed and Sally, to help people understand and help prescribers understand and pharmacists understand that codeine is an unpredictable analgesic. So we know a lot more about codeine than we have ever before. And what we've done is tried to fall into line with other countries. What the US has seen is that they've got major issues over there, and there is a fear that we may follow that pathway. So more than ever, for those who feel that codeine has got to be part of their lives, or opioids for that reason, for all of the opioids, have a chat to your doctor. There are things that you can put in place where there are other options to help you become more involved. It probably shows, Ed, the ongoing challenges of a person living in chronic pain and how difficult the whole thing is.
For people who might be at home thinking, I don't know if that's me, what are some sort of, I guess, brand names people might be familiar with that go, oh, yes, that was something I used to take a lot of, just so that they understand?
Well, in the cupboard, Sally, there could be things like Panadeine and a number of other things, or Nurofen Plus. So these are codeine combinations. And they've been part of the problem because not only are they ineffective as analgesics, but there is the risk of becoming addicted to them.
Right.
And that is a major, major, major issue. And that's why a lot of the world authorities have now said, look, let's put this in perspective. Let's look at other strategies to help educate chronic pain sufferers that there are other options. And that's what's going on.
Indeed, we're doing that with James Tobin a bit later on the TV version of House of Wellness today. He looks at some of the ways to combat pain, and there's pain clinics as well. I think it was Health Minister Greg Hunt who confirmed just yesterday one country doctor's handed out something like 68,000 doses in less than a year, and even a city doctor handed out some 56,000 doses of these opioids.
And without picking, it is. And we've got to probably get that in perspective. It could absolutely reflect the issues of pain in that particular area.
Yep.
But again, it's all part of education. We're all part of this. Every single health practitioner, no matter what modality, is involved in this opioid challenge. And we will win it, but there could be some pain and tears along the way.
It's also, GQ, correct me if I'm wrong, it's also, I guess, us as patients, because I think typically we've become accustomed to going to our doctor or going to the our pharmacist and saying, I want this. And if you don't get what you want, you go, well, I'll go somewhere else.
Yes.
And you tend to keep going until you get what you want. So it's actually, I guess, us as patients being more open and saying, if my pharmacist or doctor is saying to me, this isn't right for you, try this and this, actually saying, okay, I will, instead of saying, no, I'm going to shop around.
What else can I do? Yeah. Because if we're all on the same page, then we can solve this. Mm.
Now, this applies to those when the dreaded sort of hay fever season kicks in. We want something to take care of it. Here's something that's just so clever. Next up on the show, we're going to chat with Michelle Goldman. She's the CEO of Asthma Australia, to find out all about oral air. Now, this is a pill that's capable of training our immune system to tolerate allergens for up to a decade. Gerald, this is quite incredible, I think. Protecting people against the spring hay fevers and indeed the deadly thunderstorm asthma, like that incredible incident we saw in November of 2016 when I think 9 lives were claimed. Thousands who didn't even know they were asthmatic were afflicted by what was a kind of a perfect storm of allergens, wasn't it? So we'll chat with her shortly. And also a little bit later on in the show, Nadia Benussi will join us. I love Nadia. She's the creative director of Image Direction. We'll find out what some of the best makeup ideas and trends are for winter beauty. We'll couple that with your extensive fashion knowledge for winter.
Looking forward to it.
Well, how would we describe your coat today, Sal? It needs to be put out on the airwaves. I said it's some sort of like North American Sasquatch.
It's a big furry thing. Not real fur, obviously.
No, it's like Chewbacca has been skinned.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a grey Chewbacca. It's very warm.
I haven't done it justice, but anyway. And we've got something wintry, nutritious and delicious from you a little bit later on as well.
Absolutely. Something sweet today.
Rhubarb and vanilla pie.
Yum. Does that sound good?
I mean, when I'm voted in as king, and that's going to take a lot of legislation to make this happen, but I will command that everyone begins dinner with dessert like that.
It's the way to go. And it's nothing more beautiful, I think, in winter than just a really hearty pie that you can, maybe have a little bit of cream on the side. Look, it's delicious. You're going to love this one, guys.
Go on. We'll do all that. And we'll take your calls. 131-873 is our number. Give us a buzz here at the House of Wellness. All our callers go in the draw to win that $100 voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store across the country. So we grab one first up, just to get the ball rolling. Rosemary's in Bentley in Victoria. Hello to you, Rosemary. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Thank you.
How can we help you out?
Look, my husband had a kidney tumour, so they removed whole kidney, then they had spread to the liver, spread to the both lungs and the lymph node. So the oncologist had gave medication called PAZOPANIB tablet.
Yes.
So he had to take the 400 milligram. He had to take 2.
Yes.
And he got, because after he got the lung cancer, he's coughing so much. Even last night, I was so afraid. He couldn't breathe. He was nearly choking. And, if there is anything, he can put it to the mouth for the oxygen or something when he coughed.
Look, I think it's important, Rosemary, that we get hold of his doctor today. And you know that if you're really concerned, you just take him to hospital. That's the important thing. There are some very pleasant throat lozenges that you can use. We're going to be talking about Manuka honey later on, and you can give him half a teaspoonful of that straight off the spoon. And that's really soothing if he's got an irritation in the back of his throat. But it could be a medication issue as well, Rosemary. So please call if you can. Call someone who's looking after him today, but certainly tomorrow. Don't let it linger, because it's obviously very concerning to you.
Great advice, Gerald. Thank you for that. 131-873, Rosemary, thank you for your call. We'll get through more across the course of the hour. We are here with the House of Wellness. Next up, we'll be joined by the CEO of Asthma Australia. That's coming up next.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, unless you're starring in a remake of The Godfather over this winter, the last thing you want is a sore throat. So make the first thing you reach for Betadine Ready-to-Use Sore Throat Gargle. Plus, you can use Betadine Ready-to-Use Sore Throat Gargle in a hurry. It requires no dilution, and the convenient measure is included inside each pack to help ensure the correct dosage. Right now, you can pick up Betadine Ready-to-Use Sore Throat Gargle, the 120 milliliter, for just $8.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, of course. Use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everyone. It is Ed Phillips here. Gerald Quigley joins me along with Sally Obermater. This is some great news coming up now for tens of thousands of Australians. There's a daily tablet that could protect people against spring hay fever and indeed the deadly thunderstorm asthma. The study by Melbourne researchers found the pill, which is called Oral Air, is capable of training our immune system to tolerate allergens for up to a decade. We have to find out more about this. The CEO of Asthma Australia, Michelle Goldman, is with us on the line. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for joining us here.
My pleasure.
This was trialled, ironically and coincidentally, by the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne in November of 2016 when we had that tragic thunderstorm asthma event, as we know. It claimed, I think, 9 lives in the end, tragically, and forced many thousands to seek emergency medical treatment on that day and the days afterwards. Tell us about the trial that happened.
Yeah, well, this is encouraging results that have been published. So, as you suggested, the allergy treatment oral air has been shown to reduce symptoms to grass pollen allergy. And incidentally, being underway at the same time as the awful thunderstorm asthma events in November 2016, those people who were taking the medication reported no asthma exacerbations as a result of the thunderstorm asthma event. And this is at a time when we had 10 deaths, almost 10,000 hospitalizations, and many more people suffering from asthma symptoms.
Michelle, can you tell us about the tablet? How does it work?
Well, with most asthma and allergy treatments, it's about reducing the underlying inflammation in the airways. So what happens is when you breathe in a pollen particle, it can cause an allergic reaction in some people, and it causes swelling in the airways, which sort of makes the passage for air to pass through more narrow. And in people with hay fever, it can cause symptoms like itchy eyes and nose, and watery mucus is being produced. So all that just makes people pretty miserable and makes it more difficult to breathe.
Michelle, and this is very exciting news. When we think back to that November 2016 with that thunderstorm asthma issue, I've always been intrigued and never been able to get a satisfactory answer as to why they were just adults affected and not children.
Oh, yeah.
Why did that happen? And will this mean that we've got now a ready solution for people who have diagnosed asthma that we can now say, right, if you regularly take this, things are going to be okay? So it really is a two-part question.
Yeah, so I think it could be circumstantial. Asthma is a very complex disease, so it's difficult to make any conclusive statements. Mm-hmm. In relation to your question around why adults were affected, the time the thunderstorm asthma was at its worst, when the highest level of pollen particles was circulating in the air, was in the late afternoon at around 5 o'clock, I understand, which is mm-hmm. when many adults would have been leaving work and travelling outdoors mm-hmm. to get home.
Okay.
So this is just a guess, but my guess would be it was circumstantial to the fact that many more adults were outdoor than children.
Mm-hmm.
It has been talked about that if that happened at a time when children were playing outdoors during lunchtime, when children were leaving school, it could be concerning to see the number of children that might be impacted.
Sure, sure.
The other point I would make is that asthma and hay fever are different, but they are closely related. So 80% of people who have asthma are likely to have hay fever as well, and managing your hay fever is an important part of asthma. So this treatment, and the manufacturer has noted, is not indicated specifically for people with asthma, but given that there's such a big number of people who have both conditions, and given if you can take a medication like oral air and manage your sensitivity to pollen, that's going to benefit your asthma as well.
Okay.
Joe, we think of the hay fever season as sort of springtime, but it really ticks along.
It can happen any time, Ed, particularly with changeable weather. So is this medication available now, Michelle? Can people who are listening to us who are concerned, do they just roll in and say to their doctor, can I have this stuff?
I think the important point is that people need to see their GP and discuss if they have sensitivity to pollen, whether or not this medication might be appropriate for them. But it can only be referred by an allergy specialist. So if the GP thinks that a patient might benefit, they would refer them to an allergy specialist who would then decide whether or not it is appropriate.
All right. Okay. Great to get the heads up. Appreciate your time this morning, Michelle. Lovely to speak to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much. CEO of Asthma Australia, Michelle Goldman there. All right, we'll grab some more of your calls in just 1 sec. Our number's 131873 as always. You call up and you get yourself in the running for the $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher. More here on the House of Wellness right after this.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
You can make every step of the day feel as comfortable as walking on a gel cloud. Give your high heels or your formal shoes that sneaker feel with the new Gel Active insoles from Scholl. Scholl's Gel Active insoles are ultra thin, by the way. They come in four different shapes to perfectly fit even the most slender of shoes, and they stay firmly in place, and they have built-in arch support. You can enjoy a clear, non-slip design for a discreet fit. Scholl Gel Active insoles have been designed in consultation with foot care specialists. The new Gel Active insoles from Scholl will make your last steps feel as good as the first. Available at Chemist Warehouse for just $23.49. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We're here this morning, of course, to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. You can follow up any of Gerald's recommendations via our website at houseofwellness.com.au. You can watch back the TV show. You can listen to the radio show live on air. And of course, it's like opening up a delicious recipe book with all of Sally's wonderful, nutritious and delicious compilations here. Today, we're starting with dessert, Sal.
Yum! Yeah. And no, just for you. So today, I thought I would do a vanilla and rhubarb pie. And I just love winter.
That's my favourite three-letter word.
Pie? See, I knew. So I like pies that are, in winter I like pies full stop, but I also like them when they're easy to make. And this one is definitely easy. And the thing with rhubarb is it's full of vitamin K. So it's a great anti-inflammatory. It's really good for you. It's good for your digestion. So if you kind of helps cure any kind of constipation. So
keeps you regular.
Yeah, keeps you regular. So that's a good thing. So what you do is you get a beautiful bunch of rhubarb, which also, can I say, is one of those lovely, in season, it is not an expensive thing to buy, which is fantastic.
Oh,
and
indeed.
A whole bunch goes such a long way.
Best mate is borderline hippie. He's got a few little kind of flower boxes out the back of his house. They grow rhubarb.
Yeah,
that's right.
Easy as can be. And he just pulls it out of the ground, whips it into a dessert.
It's so yummy.
Yeah.
So with the rhubarb, if you're not sure, if you've never kind of cooked with it before, basically you just kind of take the stalks off, give it a good wash because it's generally quite dirty, and then basically just chop it up roughly. And in a bowl, you'll add the rhubarb, some stevia, a little bit of corn flour, get a couple of vanilla beans, split them open and scrape out all the seeds, and then add some lemon juice and just mix it really well. Now, what will happen is the rhubarb actually kind of, a bit like zucchini, it releases the liquid.
Yeah.
So put it in a colander over a bowl and just let it drain out the liquid because you don't want to make your pie soggy.
No,
once you've kind of drained it out, nothing worse than a soggy pie. So once you've kind of let it drain off, then get a pie dish. Just get some puff pastry ready made. If you want to go the trouble of making your own, go for it. But I like a bit of a shortcut. So just line your tray with some puff pastry, scoop in all the rhubarb mixture, and then across the top you can either do a full pie covering. I generally do strips. So if you go onto the Chemist Warehouse website and you'll see our beautiful if you see our recipe, you'll see my picture there.
Yeah,
and it will have, I've done the little kind of crisscross option, so that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Brush it with some egg white and into the oven it goes for 45 minutes. And let me tell you, there'll be none left over.
Question from left field.
Yes.
Could you use, my turn, do I have to ring up or can I just ask?
Yeah, shortcut to you, Gerald.
Can you use honey instead of stevia?
No. And the reason you can't, I'll tell you why, is it just gets too runny.
Okay.
It's, you're trying to get all the liquid out, and also you would need to use copious and copious amounts of honey, whereas stevia is so much sweeter.
Okay,
if you don't like stevia, is that the thing? You don't like the
I was just trying to go natural, that's all. But runny is important because you know when runny is the worst? When it's halfway between what you do in the pie and your mouth.
Yeah.
And stand in front.
Exactly.
But it's the dessert that keeps giving because the house will smell amazing
so
in the run-up
yummy.
To it.
Yeah. And there's so many variations of this. If you want to make the kind of the mixture on the inside and then just put that into a pie dish and put like a crumble across the top, you can do that. You know, there's so many different things that you can do. It's a very, very yummy one.
I have a text from my best mate who I said was a borderline hippie. He's indeed a top-level AFL physio. And he said, mate, I just grow rhubarb. Leave it alone. Not a borderline hippie. Fair call.
Thanks for listening, though, this morning. Yep. Nice to have you with us.
I'm going to follow that beautiful recipe and try it yourself in time for winter. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website. It's a portal to all our medical advice. You can ask Gerald anything, seek out these recipes as well, listen to the radio show and TV show also. And we're here to answer your calls live on air, 131873. Barbara is standing by in Corinella. Good morning to you, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Good morning, Gerald.
How can we help?
I'm currently taking Targin.
Mm-hmm.
I have cancer in the soft tissue of the arm after a mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to continue having that?
Yes, of course. Barbara, we're talking here about risk versus benefit. And you're obviously being monitored carefully and you're obviously in intense pain. So what we're doing is trying to make sure everybody who's in the health game is trying to make sure you get the best outcomes for your medication. So they'll be available. You see your doctor regularly and perhaps your oncologist. They are monitoring you and they will keep an eye on you. So you just steam straight ahead and go with our very best wishes.
Good to have you checking in, Barbara. Good luck with that. Thank you so much for your call, 131873. We're coming to you, Stephen, now. Good morning in Greenvale, Victoria.
Morning, Stephen.
G'day, guys. Gerard, I saw my GP did some x-rays for some upper side back pain, and it was clear of anything serious, and it turned out to be strained or bruised ribs or something.
Coughing
a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had cold twice this month already. And he said, look, don't stretch it, don't do anything. Just use Nurofen gel as a direct anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
I was just wondering, I'm only concerned, I don't mind using it. Is that okay to be applied directly as a gel rather than a pill? Because I do get an upset stomach if I take the pill version.
Yes. Well, then you can apply it without a problem at all, Stephen. There's lots of things you can do. But for someone like you, there's a couple of issues. Now, there's ivy leaf, which we talk about often, which is very comforting to make sure that cough doesn't come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
You can also use my trio is magnesium powder at night to help you sleep and just relax all the tension out of those muscles. Turmeric at a high dose, so you can buy turmeric in capsules that will help relieve any pain as well, and as a general anti-inflammatory, an omega-3, so either fish oil or krill oil. Now, if rubbing the gel on is sufficient and taking the pain away, go with it, but if it comes back, look at those three options and just make sure that you stay as well as you can across winter. Okay?
Good on you, Stephen. Thank you, my friend. More back pain queries. We're coming to you, Joe, in Bacchus Marsh. Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How can we help?
Gerald, mine's a two-part question, if I may.
Sure.
I have a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. I have osteoarthritis and PD.
Yes.
My concerns are I suffer excruciating back pain, and I mean excruciating, from my osteo. Not all the time, but I get really big flares.
Yes.
And I do suffer really problems with my chest and my digestion.
Yes.
I've been given OxyContin for my back pain, which I'm loath to take.
Yes.
You know, because of the digestive problems. I'm just wondering, you know, which way I go with this. Do I take the OxyContin or...
Well, look, a couple of thoughts, Joe. The OxyContin, certainly, that's there if you need it, and that would be an as required, perhaps, when nothing else works. So a lot of folk tend to head to high-dose paracetamol, but the evidence behind high-dose paracetamol and pain relief is pretty shaky. It doesn't really do all that much. So as I said to Steve in our previous caller, look at something to reduce the pain. And really, the effectiveness of turmeric is so underrated and so undervalued. You take it in capsule form and you take it regularly at a higher-end dose. Put some omega-3 in there, so either fish oil or krill oil, and eat as many of the anti-inflammatory vegetables as you possibly can. And if you find sleep is an issue, Joe, particularly with your back at the end of the day, magnesium is the classic tension reliever, and either capsules or powder form before you go to bed at night. And that means that your reliance on that OxyContin may be far less.
Good luck, Joe. Thank you so much for checking in with us. Hope that works and let us know how you go. One quick one. We're coming to you, Heather, in Werribee this morning.
Hello, Heather.
Welcome to the House
of
Wellness.
Good morning, Gerald. Yes. I've been diagnosed with carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. Is there a natural remedy?
I can take?
There's a couple of things, Heather, that will make a difference. So lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C, is a 400 milligram tablet that you take twice a day for nerve pain. And esterified vitamin C. So this is non-acidic or alkaline vitamin C, is a good anti-inflammatory as well, Heather. And there's lots of very gentle rubs that you can put on to reduce the inflammation. So there's three options there.
Great. Thank you, Heather. Good luck with that. Let's take a quick break. Next up, as we dive further into the winter months, we need our fashion to look fabulous and also our makeup ideas and trends. We're going to get some great solutions with Nadia Benussi, who joins us next, CEO and Creative Director of Image Direction. That's coming up here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, I'm sure you know this fun fact by now, but the skin is the body's largest organ. So love the skin you're in with Healthy Care Grape Seed Extract from Chemist Warehouse. As your body ages, oxidation causes your body to produce free radical cells. Now, these are cells that can no longer repair themselves. Grape Seed Extract may help to reduce this free radical cell damage and could also assist in the improvement of your blood circulation, which is, of course, important for healthy skin. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, you can get 300 capsules of Healthy Care Grape Seed Extract, the 12,000, for just $19.49. Always read the label and use only as directed, and vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, we had the winter solstice just a couple of days ago, didn't we? The shortest day of the year. We're well into the depths of winter right now. We thought we should take a look at the best makeup ideas and trends for the next handful of months. Winter beauty is on the agenda today. Nadia Benussi joins us. She's the CEO and Creative Director of Image Direction. Hello, Nads.
Good morning.
Okay, help morning, Gerald and I, who are not so much at the cutting edge of this type of specific area here. When the weather cools down, does our skin have actual different needs?
Look, it does. But I think this year, I mean, the one thing is, you know, our skin will get a bit dry. We'll be going into air conditioning. But the one thing that you can get through is to make sure that you've always got kissable lips, Ed. Kissable lips.
Okay.
It's all about
lips. Don't we know that.
And I think when it gets into winter and you're going to start seeing it, makeup colours change. They get a little bit richer. They get they match the clothing more. Mm. And this season we're seeing a lot more purples and plums coming through, which is just beautiful. And again, give you that pop of colour despite the fact that you may have gone a little bit blue in the face because you're freezing.
Oh, look, I can just see the boys in purple and plum. I just love it already.
Mm, only on Friday nights.
Naz, how important do you think it is to keep our skin hydrated in winter? It's not something we often think about, is it?
No. Look, it is always, I mean, any doctor will tell you, any beautician will tell you, it's water, water, water. The more water you have, it not only flushes the skin, but it will keep you from going sort of a little bit dry. Obviously, in these times of the month, you'll find that you're going to get dry, chapped lips and, you know, a little bit of pawpaw. Ointment on your lips is always going to keep them fresh. And I'd actually put the pawpaw lip every day underneath my lipstick, especially with a lot of the new lipsticks coming through. Keep them moisturised and keep them looking, you know, beautiful and lush.
I'm beside myself. We're gonna throw to Gerald now for a beauty question. I'm ready. Give it your best shot, Cheek.
Look, Nadia, thank you for coming on and chatting to us because Ed and I are mesmerised by this. Now, you mentioned pawpaw, but there's a number of different pawpaw products on the market. Is it fair to say that you need to have a look at the label and make sure that you're getting plenty of pawpaw in your preparation?
Look, no, I think any, like, I think that anything you get that
I thought that was a good question.
Fine. It's a great question, but I'm going to say that most of the lipsticks you're getting, and there's some beautiful ones out right now, that have got a real creamy feel. In particular, my favourite, and I've just told you about plums, and there's beautiful plums in the new range. Now, every woman loves, there's one designer right now that's as hot as all get out, and that is Balmain. And in actual fact, everyone loves a bit of pop of colour. They've got some beautiful plums in the range, but they've also got my favourite two colours in their range are Confidence and Confession. And they are beautiful lip colours that are creamy. They'll make you look like you've got luscious lips. Mm-hmm. And it's really just making sure that it's two things. One is the preparation, but the other is the product. Yes. I mean, if you've got something on your lips that's creamy and lush, then that's always going to make you look like, you know, you're fresher. And now, they're beautiful colours.
Now, that's a great lipstick recommendation. I love that. I want to ask you as well if you can recommend a moisturiser, because we were talking about keeping the skin hydrated. What do you suggest there?
Look, when it comes to moisturiser, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to tell you that I'm an over 50. I know, Ed, that you probably struggle to understand that.
This is an admin error. No way.
But I think the thing is, it is an understanding of putting your daily moisturiser on during the day, but at night before you go to bed. Here's a tip that not a lot of people use, and it's the bio oils. It's the oils. Use your vitamin C oil, use your rosehip oil, use your bio oil, and all, like, the only issue you're going to have is that, you know, the next morning you're going to wake up with sort of a nice imprint of your face on your pillow. But any oil that you use will absolutely let your sleep and night hydrate your skin, and do it with some oils. Really, like, you know, get that WD-40 out on the face. No, I do agree. Don't do WD-40. I mean, go do the oils that are made for faces, and really look. You know, don't be tight with them. Like lavish them.
Yeah, more is more, right?
Nadia, just thinking back, we had an expert on our TV show from L'Oreal. Are those colours? They're L'Oreal colours, aren't they? That range.
Yeah, they are. And
there you are, Ed. How about that?
The interesting thing with both of those colours. Well, I think the thing is, Balmain, anyone will tell you, the hottest designer, every Kardashian is wearing them, is right. Balmain.
Okay.
The colours that they bring in, they're on trend. And the lip colours in that particular range, the plums, there's even a purple. And you sort of think, could I wear that purple? But when you put it back to your navy or a plum in your dress, and you'd be surprised, it is that pop of colour that you need in winter. And winter is always about the pop of colour. But I have another tip for you. Here's one for all the listeners. Lip liner is an absolute must because you need to get the shape of your lips. But here's one, and I want you to try it. To get the perfect lip line, there is a real tip that I was given in New York years ago. Close your eyes and get your lip pencil and feel your lips. Draw your lip liner with your eyes closed. You'll feel the difference between where your lip is and where your skin is. It's really easy to start. Go slowly. The first time you do it, you'll be a little bit hesitant.
Oh, yes, please check it before you leave the house. Please check.
But I've got to tell you, you will get the perfect lip line.
Wow. That's a good tip.
Because you're feeling your lips. So you have to do your lip liner with your eyes closed.
Okay.
And I tested this 2 days ago just in case. So I asked people and they looked at me as if I was nuts. And they had the best lip line. It was actually the perfect lip line because it was on their lips. Sometimes when you're looking at it yourself, you know, there have been tips that go outside of the lip line and then you look at yourself and you think, oh my God, I look like a clown. But or inside and you make it sort of too thin. This is the perfect lip line because it follows the contour of your lips.
I love it. Okay, great tips, Nadia. So much to take in. Mascara tips. We had the moisturiser. We had the lipstick from Balmain, I think is the cool way that they all say them.
Oh, is it?
Balmain.
It's not Balmain in Sydney, it's Balmain.
I've just driven through and I'm new right there. But yes, it is. They're beautiful. They're really, but confidence, if you're looking for a daytime one, confidence and concession are like really beautiful day colours that you could just wear, even sort of, with a very natural makeup. They're beautiful soft pink.
Beautiful. So lovely to chat to you, Nadia. We'll see you helping us out with the House of Wellness later on in the week. Can't wait to chat.
Me too.
All right. See you, hon. Thank you. Thanks for being part of the House of Wellness. Let's turn our attention to the A to Z of vitamins today. Not so much a vitamin on the agenda, but one of the most delicious options for health.
Well, it is a vitamin in a way, Ed, and we're talking here about Manuka honey. Mm. So this is honey that comes from New Zealand. So that's the real stuff. If you're going to be using Manuka honey, it's got to come from New Zealand.
There's a Manuka bush, isn't it? That the bees
there is. It's a special tea tree, and the honey is gathered by contract beekeepers. I had the privilege of attending a beekeeping day in New Zealand years ago. I still have no clue as to what was going on there. But the important thing is when you look at the uses of something as natural as Manuka honey, let me run through a list of a few things. It helps you sleep. Because it helps melatonin release. Okay. It helps our immune function. It desensitizes. If you're an allergic sort of person, it actually desensitizes. So it's got a role to play in hay fever.
Yeah.
It helps gingivitis. So if you've got sore or bleeding gums, externally soothes eczema, and it helps heal wounds. Wow. So yeah. There's lots of things from this simple, naturally produced food substance.
Explain the differences in its strengths that you can buy.
Well, there's a couple of, and you see these three-letter words. So there's UMF, which is Unique Manuka Factor. Now, that's an internationally registered trademark, which shows the level of activity. And then there's MGO, with this methyl glyoxal, and that's a New Zealand standard. So these numbers are there, and they show the potency of the particular honey. Right. Which one do you use in your coffee, Ed?
I don't know. I should just take the best one, shouldn't I? Right.
Whatever you should, the cafe. Well, you should. Got. You should. Okay. Yes.
I think less of you now, Ed, for not knowing.
I wanted to answer, but I got nothing.
Well, thank you, Ed, for your input there. Yeah. So that's what, and you know, you can just have a half a teaspoonful of that for a sore throat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you know what grade you should be choosing? Like, what should Ed be putting in his coffee?
Oh, look, I think it's too far gone. Anyway, that's right. Usually, there's no point getting the highest and purest numbers if you're just going to stick it in your coffee.
Right.
But if you're going to use it therapeutically, obviously the higher UMF and the higher MGO is the way to go. And you pay extra for the higher potency. So that bear that in mind as well.
Yeah, indeed. It is quite expensive, but it's got all those medicinal benefits.
And it's the real stuff.
If you get the higher grade one, GQ, do you take less of it?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But putting it on the skin, it depends. If you've got, say, an infection which is not resolving, then the higher UMF or MGO is the way to go.
Okay.
All righty. The A to Z of vitamins today brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplements, now available in Australia. More to come on the other side of this quick break. This is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Morning, it is Ed Phillips here, Sally Obermater by my side, joined by Gerald Quigley as well. We try to get through as many of your calls and queries as we can across the course of the hour. Jeff, standing by in Cranbourne, good morning to you. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, we're well. How can we help?
Gerald, I've got arterial fib, taking Lasix and Spirexin.
Yes.
Having a very hard time trying to keep to my litre and a half fluid intake restrictions.
Yes.
What can I drink that will quench my thirst?
You can suck an ice cube, Jeff. I mean, that's probably fairly simple, but that's one way of doing it. Look, I'd be having a chat to your GP about this, Jeff. There's got to be other ways. Chewing gum, anything that's designed to just keep producing saliva. But it is tough, and at least it's winter. In summer, it's tough. But I'd be having a chat to your GP, see what he says.
Okay, good luck with that. We've got a couple of calls still standing by. We'll get back to you either with some advice over the phone or via email as well.
Yes, well, there's emails I've noticed coming through to our website already, Ed, and they'll be answered today. Mm. So houseofwellness.com.au and just the little ask tab at the top.
Goodo. Our TV show rolls out from midday on Channel 7 today. Might have to check local guides for timings through South Australia and WA. But we're covering a whole bunch of great things. Dentist guru Dr. Luke Cronin in to tell us about bad breath and its health implications as well. And it's all about dads today and how to bond with their newborns. Pinky McKay, our mummy expert, will give us some advice as well.
And a comedian as well.
Oh, Bev Killick is going to join us too. We're chatting about incontinence. She's the sort of face of the incontinence campaign.
She's very funny,
and she's a great lady.
Just treats it in the right sort of way, I think. It's going to be good. We need to hand out a winning prize of $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher too.
Our winner today is Barbara from Coronella because of her question on opioids, and it was really our lead-in topic. So, Barbara, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Thank you.
Great show, you guys. Thanks for spending Sunday morning with us.
Happy pleasure. Sunday, everybody.
Alrighty, rug up in your little Chewbacca coat there, Sal. We'll see you next Sunday for more right across Australia on the House of Wellness. GQC on the TV soon.
Thank you, Ed. Bye, Sal.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend.